Well, this is a huge weekend because tomorrow we have the T20, the Super 12s commencing, and you can watch every ball of the T20 World Cup live and ad break free during play, exclusive to Fox Cricket and available on KO. Australia versus South Africa first up, and we have Fox Cricket expert, very popular figure in Australian cricket. In fact, next year it'll be 10 years since he last played for Australia. How time flies. Brett Lee, welcome to Breakfast
Morning,
with Aussie.
How are you, mate? Good morning.
Not too bad. I was just going through the career stats. By next year, it will be a decade, Brett. Does it feel that?
Is that right? No, well, I'm still playing backyard cricket with my son, Preston. So, still rolling the arm over. Not in that competitive state anymore, of course. But, yeah, that's flown. That has really gone so quickly to think, you know, international cricket being 10 years. Wow, I wasn't aware of that.
All righty. Well, can I, first of all, as a fan, a lifelong fan of cricket, how excited are you? See, we're getting back to normal. The Ashes is just around the corner. The T20 starting tomorrow. As a cricket fan, you're pumped?
I'm more than pumped. I'm so excited. You know, this is what, not only the cricketing world, but I think the Australian public are being desperate to sort of see, get out of lockdown, get back to some form of normality and to watch some amazing cricket on TV. So, you know, as you mentioned, we've got the T20 World Cup starting tomorrow. The Aussies are in action against the South Africans. We've got the Ashes, which has been confirmed. The Pom's going to come out and hopefully it'll be a 5-0 drumming. If you're asking Ben McGray, he'll definitely agree with me. But yeah, look, it's just great to think that we are back to watch the sport that we love. Had a wonderful footy season. Now it's back to cricket. It's so exciting.
All right, I'll ask you some tough questions now. Seeking direct answers, Dave Warner, does he open the batting in your side tomorrow?
100%. I mean, I could not be any clearer with my understanding with David Warner is that he's a massive match player. He loves the big stage. He loves the lights on him. He loves the sort of World Cups. And look, to be fair, he hasn't had a good run the last couple of weeks. I think it comes down, Vossie, to a number of things. I thought he was treated very poorly from his Sunrisers Hyderabad franchise. They dropped him first or stripped him of the captaincy, dropped him from the team. And, you know, when you've got a guy in the, you know, Indian Premier League set up where they have the orange cap, which is the most runs per season, he's won it three times. He's always there and thereabouts. Down on his confidence, he's going to bounce back. He's got a duck, he's got one. He's saving the runs for when it counts, and that's against South Africa tomorrow.
All right, fingers crossed. Okay, I ask you this directly. Is Australia a genuine chance of winning the T20 World Cup, or would even just making the semi-finals be a huge result?
Well, it would be a huge result to get the semis or to even make the finals, but I'm optimistic. I'm looking at the Australian cricket team, the talent that we have on show, the amount of talent, the sort of calibre of players that can go out there and dominate in whether bat, ball, in the field. And I'm actually surprised as well that we haven't got that silverware in the cabinet. It's been one, aspect of cricket, one sort of part of the game where we haven't dominated. You talk about Test cricket, we've dominated in that over the years, the Aussie cricket team. The one-day format, the boys won World Cups. But you think about this format of the game, we've struggled. So I really hope we can turn around. The answer shortly is yes. They can definitely go out and win this tournament. But when you got teams like New Zealand, probably England, and I think India. India, to me, are the ones who are probably the favourites.
Yeah, well, you have a great affinity, always have, with India. I mean, they do look very strong. The final warm-up game was just a little reminder as well. They seem to tick every box, with form as well, with the quantity of players that have been playing the IPL as their warm-up.
Well, when you say they tick every box, you know, they do. And what also they enjoy are the slower, lower conditions. And when you think about where it's being held, the UAE, you know, there's a lot of games on slow, low wickets, not conducive to fast bowling. It's going to take a lot of turn. There's some games in Dubai. There's games in Abu Dhabi. So they have played a lot of cricket there recently. They've just come from the IPL where they've had success. You know, you think about someone like a KL Rahul. I'm actually going to put him down from India, KL Rahul, who was the orange cap, the most runs in the recent IPL. To me, he will be the standout. He will be the one that could take India to the finals, and whoever knows, it could be an India versus Australia final, hopefully.
All right, good shout there. Now, this is a question without notice. So I'm intrigued, and we'll be able to see this all through the Fox coverage, but Sri Lanka have this ambidextrous bowler, Kamindu Mendes. How did you go with the opposite arm? Or the number of cricketers that you've watched that may have not done it at the elite level but thought they could. Did everyone have a crack at their other arm?
I'll go the first part of your question. And, you know, you're right. It is exclusive to Fox Cricket and obviously Case. It's the only place where you can watch it. If you ask one of my co-commentators, Andrew Simons, he would not go as ambidextrous. He used to call people that could throw with both arms amphibious. So I might have to go and ask him that question. Look, okay. I think in all seriousness, I've actually played against a guy that he came in and bowled seam up. You know, it's only about 130 k's, but he bowled right arm over and then said he's going to bowl left arm off spin. And we were like, wow. So, you know, you think about guys, you think about David Warner that can generally bat both hands. You think about Mike Hussey, who's obviously with Fox Cricket as well, started off as a right-handed batsman. And because of the shape of the backyard and because his brother was right-handed, he went to left-handed to emulate, you know, another Fox Cricket commentator, the great Alan Border. So there are a lot of guys that are ambidextrous, but yeah, I mean, playing at that international level, doing both, it's pretty incredible.
All right, just while I've got you, one last comment too on the Ashes around the corner. Now, you've had a bit of fun there. You clean sweep, clean sweep. A bowler's assessment of the bowling attack, Brett. Are they coming out with a right attack? Is it a threat to whatever Australian batting order we put together?
In terms of the English attack?
The English attack, yeah. Do you see them doing a job here?
Absolutely. You know, when you think about who's on offer, Mark Wood bowled some decent pace last night. He's in the squad. But you go to who's dominated with the ball. Jimmy Anderson, 630-odd test wickets. He could go down, Vossi, as the greatest fast bowler ever played the game. And you probably wouldn't have thought that when you first saw Jimmy Anderson burst on the scene. Wonderful guy, great competitor. His partner in crime, you look down there and you see Stuart Broad. I mean, over 500 test wickets. They have a phenomenal partnership. They will give some hurry up to the Aussie cricketers. And I'm just... The concern I have is that we have to lock away what is our best five, our top five batting order. Let's get that locked away. Let's give the guys, and from a selection point of view, I'd love to see whoever they pick in the first test, whoever it is, back them for three tests. Give them six opportunities.
Yeah.
Of course, the Poms are going to come really, really hard at this top line for the Australian cricket team.
All right, great shout there, Brett. It's all about to start. So much to look forward to, and we tuned into Fox beginning tomorrow, Australia versus South Africa. I know you'll have fun. So we'll be tuned in. Look good, sound good. We're going to love it.
Go on, you Vossi. Always good to chat, mate.